Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and we're going to be talking about the murder mystery dinner. And here to tell us all about that is Amanda McConnon from the Kiwanaw Young Professionals and Aaron Coppola from Calumet Players. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
This is so exciting because when I saw this, I know what it is, and I'll talk more about why I know what it is. I don't know how often things like this are done in this area. It's the first time I've seen it here in my 5 years that I've been here. So whoever wants to take it, what is a murder mystery dinner?
Yeah, well, this is the first time that we've seen it done in the area as well. So it's an interactive dinner theater experience. So it's not just a dinner. It's not just a play. It's a molding of the two together. So you have the food is served in different courses throughout the evening, and there's skits that kind of go in between, and the actors kind of come in and out, and you can kind of follow them around, and you have to listen and eavesdrop on people and catch different clues, and everybody has their different motives on who the murderer is for the evening. So for this dinner party, we're doing a script that is takes place in the 1950s, and it's a wedding reception. So there's about 6 main casts and a couple secondary characters. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, the bridegroom, the crazy aunt, everybody has a few of those. So it's a very interesting in and out throughout the evening, different courses, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Now, who are the people acting in this?
Well, we have an interesting mix of people. We have some older members of the Calumet Players that audiences will remember, Mike Aubin, Aaron Aubin. We have some people who are new to the Players, but who have done tech shows, like Kate Vance's aunt. And then we have some people who have never done a theatrical production ever, which is interesting. So it's new for them. It's new for the audience.
How does doing something like this differ from a stage show?
It's completely different. Actually, none of the people in the cast or us as the organizers have done something like this before. So what happens is, you know, on a stage production, you have a script, you have very specific things, specific lines, specific actions. This one is extremely flexible. So the audience is seeing a completely unique show. The action can change. The lines can change.
A lot of ad-lib.
Yeah, a lot of ad-lib. So it's completely different. It's totally flexible. It doesn't happen in one area. The action will happen all around the diners, on the diners, possibly. And so everybody attending is a guest at the wedding, and the reception unfolds in a completely unexpected way.
Who gets killed, or can you tell?
We can't tell you that. That is definitely a secret.
So it's going to be an actor as opposed to a dinner guest.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yep. So the way that it's set up, too, so everyone's a guest at the wedding reception, but we've set it up so each of the tables of people is kind of their own team of detectives. So they're going to kind of work together. Well, no, I heard this, so I think this person did it, or I heard this motive, so I think this person did it. So they're going to come together as a team to try and figure out at the end who they think the murderers are for the people, and pitch their idea to the group, and then we'll let them know who actually had done it in a nice little skit at the end.
Yep.
The people that are participating, do they also dress up in the 1950s sort of going to a wedding thing, or is that optional?
Well, we're encouraging that. All of our volunteers and our actors will be in full 1950s, big skirts, the works. But wedding guests can come dressed in whatever they'd like to wear to a wedding. They can come in black tie. They can wear 1950s if they can find clothes like that. Or they can come in whatever they're comfortable in.
Yeah. The great thing about an event like this is it's very flexible to what the guest wants. Mm-hmm. They can come decked out. They can follow actors around all night and be involved in the action if they want. Or they can sit at their table and just enjoy the evening and observe. It's really very flexible to whatever they prefer.
Amanda, you may have mentioned this, but where is this taking place?
So this is taking place in the Calumet Theater Ballroom. We've been working with them. They've been great. They've done a couple great things to just accommodate what our needs are going to be for that evening. So it'll be in the ballroom, which is a great setting for an event like this, being a historic ballroom. And I think my mom actually had her wedding reception in that ballroom. So I know they've done them. So it's really neat to have it there.
Have they ever had a murder at one, though?
We hope not.
I don't know.
So another first for the Calumet Theater, a murder at a wedding reception. Hopefully in the last.
Yes.
Okay. So we're having it at the Calumet Theater Ballroom. They've been great. Tickets are $33 per person, and they are selling pretty quickly.
Selling very fast.
It's it's great to plan something like this and see such a great reaction from the community and people. You know, they want things new. They want things they can do with their friends on a cold February day and get out of the house and do something different.
Mm-hmm. $33, and if it's anything like murder mysteries that I've been a part of, you will not be disappointed at all. You will feel every penny of that is well spent. Of course, we know that the Calumet players do a great job. If they were just simply performing something like this, you know, it'd still be worth the money. But now the interactive part, that it makes it, I mean, just talk about taking a, you know, a date night to another level or you know, well, I should ask, you know, is there an age range that, you know, people should be aware of if they come to visit?
Well, there is some adult material, not terribly risque or anything, but maybe 10 to 12 as a lower limit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So teenage level, you could still, you know, you get your 15, 17-year-olds. Okay, they can come.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe not a 5-year-old.
Okay.
They might not have so much fun.
They'd have a real hard time solving the mystery anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, they might know right away and point it out and be like, how did you do that? This is this Encyclopedia Brown? Who is this? you mentioned dinner. So what's for dinner?
Well, we have Habaneros is actually going to be catering this event in the different courses, and she's been wonderful to work with. So we have a couple fun menu choices for people to actually choose from. So when you purchase your ticket, you actually get to choose whether you want salmon or chicken or a vegetarian option. We're starting off with the appetizer, Killer Caprice, very fitting name for it. Not that it'll kill you, but it's going to be killer. Then we have the choice of a honey chipotle salmon or a garlic lemon chicken. And the vegetarian option is going to be a vegetable rigatoni. So all of those are going to be served with roasted red potato with rosemary. We have green beans and a nice Caesar salad. And then dessert, very fitting, is Death by Chocolate Cupcake.
I'm noticing a theme
here. Yeah. And we're also going to have that served with coffee as well. And Kiwana Coffee Works has been so graceful they're going to be brewing a special coffee that they're going to be selling for the month of February for us, and they're going to have that available along with drinking chocolate. So it really will be Death by Chocolate.
Well, I love how you are bringing in so many different businesses and local organizations into mm-hmm. doing this, because you know, this is going to be one of those, you're not going to be able to do this once, let me put it that way. You're going to be bringing this back.
That's the plan.
Yeah, we've already been in talks about, okay, when are we doing this again? What does your schedule look like?
And because tickets are so limited, we're capped out at 100 tickets. We are up to 62 sold. So there's a very limited number left. And so I think, yes, there'll be demand to do another event.
Right. Because we actually plan on airing this interview and doing this interview about 2 weeks from now. And it was like, well, man, we better get out there now, because, you know, by the time we would air it, all the tickets would probably be sold.
Yes.
So if you want to get involved with something like this, you want to order your tickets right away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it off. Don't wait to Valentine's Day. Get them right now. And how would you do that?
You could visit either of our organization's websites. So
the Calumet Players is cplayers.org.
Or Kiwana Young Professionals is kiwanayp.com. Kiwana Young Professionals also has this on their Facebook page. So if you go to their Facebook page, one of our events is this event, and you can find the link to purchase tickets through there. Or you can go directly to the Eventbrite page. So that's how we've set up our ticket sales. And that's kypmurder.eventbrite.com.
Okay. Have either of you ever done one of these before?
I have been to a small-scale murder mystery party, which is on a completely different level. This is much bigger.
I have not, but from the moment someone suggested this, I'm like, that sounds awesome. We are doing it. And I've planned a lot of events, you know, in the area and for work. So planning something like this for 100 people is not that intimidating. I'm like, we can do it. It's no big deal.
I've done two.
You have. Awesome.
I've organized two of them, they were meant for teenagers when I did them, but they were huge. The first one was taking place in an old castle, and what we had is one of those very large churches, and so we converted each different room, like the Sunday school rooms of the church were used for different rooms of the house.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, big dinner party, you know, happened, and then the murder happened. I was the unfortunate victim, which then allowed me then to sort of orchestrate the rest of the evening. And the teenagers would go from room to room in groups. Mm-hmm. And so our actors and actresses were in those different rooms as they were decorated out to be an aviary or, you know, a library, whatever it might be, and were there to, you know, give their little spiel and then ask questions. And that's mm-hmm. when I asked you about, you know, have the combat players, you know, this is not like doing a stage thing,
no.
because you have to wrap yourself in your character and be ready mm-hmm. to improvise.
Yes, definitely.
To answer in character to these questions, not to give away too much, you know, but... you know, also to, you know, stay in that role.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the most exciting things is that the actors each have the freedom to come up with whatever backstory they'd like. They can have conversations with people in character, both guests and other actors. And it's an interesting opportunity to improv and to develop a whole different character story, which I think will help with other productions as well.
Now, what are you doing in order to create the wedding atmosphere? Because that's really what, you know, what makes these murder mystery nights so effective is the, mm-hmm. you know, that you create the feeling that you're actually going to this particular event.
Well, we have been working on getting all of our decorations figured out, ordered table covers and runners, and working on the decorations. It's been kind of interesting. Erin, she made a Pinterest board just for us to figure out wedding decorations yeah. for just this event.
Well, so, everybody plans their weddings on Pinterest now, so we're taking advantage of that without the expense or the need to get married.
We definitely have a lot of ideas we've been working with and are going to plan a special craft night for our two groups to get together and actually help us come up with everything so that we don't spend every night watching TV making flowers or things. But
and we have wedding singers that will yes. be, that's the role I'm playing. I'm a wedding singer along with another of the Calumet players. I'm singing some 50s, some 40s tunes. So the music you might have heard at a wedding reception in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another yeah. fun aspect of it. So it's going to be, we're transforming the ballroom into a decades old wedding reception.
So will there be this thing, this long lost art of dancing going on?
I hope
on?
So.
I mean,
we're leaving room for people to dance
yeah,
if they choose.
Yeah, we're going to have a dance floor, right. and if they'd like to dance, we'd hope they would.
Yeah, we're also going to have, we haven't figured out how we're going to set it up yet, but we're going to have a photo booth area so that people can remember the night and the fun they had with some different costume items and hats and glasses and things that they can use to get some awesome pictures together with their team or with new friends they've met.
Do you know of any local vendors that, you know, sort of specialize in old style clothing or costumes that people could check out?
Well, I think the best bet is going to be to head to any of the thrift stores. Any for women, any dress with a very full skirt, if you put a crinoline or underneath that, it'll poof it up a little bit.
Yeah,
that was
white,
a major
white
style
gloves,
for women.
Pearls.
Yes, gloves, pearls. Yeah, I think thrift stores are going to be the best option for that, or online. I mean, it's pretty easy to find an online retailer with circle skirts and full 50s regalia.
Yeah. You have to work within a budget, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah, we're trying to.
But, you know, there have got to be things that you wish you had the money to have, but maybe don't. What are those kinds of things that maybe listeners could hear and go, you know what, I have one of those, whatever it might
well,
be.
We could always use more vaces.
Not so much money, but a supply.
Yes.
Supply.
Well, definitely any... monetary donations would help plan it. We've come up with a couple things that have hit snags, but we're really well at adjusting. I think we found a website where it's cheaper to actually purchase our table covers than it was to rent them. So now we have them for all future events,
yes.
which is awesome. But extra vases, I think we were talking earlier, like, where are we going to find branches? If anyone has some dried out branches we can use.
Also,
are these all possible murder weapons? Vases and
maybe. We also could use white Christmas lights on
yes.
white wire. If
yep.
if anybody has those they'd like to loan for a while, that would be one really helpful thing.
Okay, that's good. That's mm-hmm. a good thing. What about volunteers? Do you have enough people working?
We actually do.
We do.
And I think it was between our groups, everyone was just so excited that I had filled out a spreadsheet of all the volunteer spots we needed, and I looked like a week later and it was completely full. So we have all the help we need, which is great.
Yes. But if anybody's interested for future murder
yes.
mystery, for the cast, for the for the crew. We have this time we have servers because it's a full dinner. Yep.
I was wondering about that. Yes. If you had like servers and volunteer stuff servers, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's volunteer, and but they can definitely get in touch with Amanda or I for if they're interested in future events.
Yeah, we'll definitely find a spot to use them. There's more than enough things that still have to happen to go around.
Yes.
The Murder Mystery Dinner, it's taking place Saturday, February 20th. It's at the Calumet Theater, the Red Jacket Ballroom. Tickets are $33 per person. Talking right now with Amanda McConnon and Aaron Coppola about the Mystery Dinner. Tickets are selling very, very fast, so if you're interested in going, you better get them right away because they might not last much longer at all. You get a tremendous dinner, a whole lineup of food here provided by Habaneros, and then entertainment in the form of solving the mystery. Hopefully it gets solved.
Yeah, we hope so.
This is a huge event also for the Keweenaw Young Professionals.
It is.
You do events every month, but yet I don't remember anything like this.
We do. We do events every month, but those are usually focused on some of our mission, which is, you know, getting young professionals to interact with each other. They're more networking-oriented or professional development-oriented. This is our first fundraiser event, you know, where we're actually doing something that is great for the community and a great chance to partner with the players, but also hopefully end up with a little bit of money in our pocket at the end and help us out that way.
Your group's been growing, I assume.
We have. We actually, our steering committee is full now with 11. So we have a couple more people that have jumped on board to help us out as we go into the next year, working on planning out which meetups we're going to have. If any restaurants are interested in helping us hosting a meetup, we're still trying to plan out our year. And definitely any charity groups in the area that want help with an event or have an opportunity for us to come and just volunteer for a day. We are looking for different groups in the area so that we can expose our members to what it's like to volunteer in a no-pressure situation with other professionals for their groups. They can get a feel for it. Oftentimes it's intimidating to walk in the door and say, hey, I want to volunteer. So this is a chance for them to try it out with other people and see what it's like and find what they're passionate about as far as a charity group in the area so that they stay connected.
A KYP is becoming, you know, pretty much a success story in and of itself, because if my memory serves, this is only about your third year in existence, right?
Yeah, we're not that old, but we're definitely growing, and we're staying adaptable. You know, we want to adjust to what we're hearing that young professionals in the area have a need for or a want for. So it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, and what I mean by, you know, being a success is, you know, to see that it is growing. It's, you know, picking up steam each and every year. You are definitely addressing a need that was there, which was to provide this, you know, this space, this community for, you know, the young professional. And I know that that's a flexible definition in and of itself, but it was, you know, there definitely was, you know, there was a group of people out there looking for a way to connect, and you've been able to provide that.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And we do have young professionals here, and we want to make sure that they know each other and they, you know, network together, and they network with other people from other groups and businesses. And they have that chance to get to know each other and ask each other those hard questions they might not want to ask in a typical networking environment. You know, questions about, you know, how do I get my credit up, or how do I ask for a raise, or would you look at my resume, without feeling intimidated, because they're talking to people who are in the same boat and the same years of experience as them.
Now, is there a cost to join or an application process you have to go through to become a member?
There's not at this time. We're actually looking at starting up an actual membership where there would be a fee to be a member for the year. But as of right now, in the past, we have not had any fees to join, just fees to come to some of the events.
Okay. Because they cost money, those things.
Yep. So, you know, we ask for a $5 donation at most of our events, and that helps us cover some of the appetizers and things that are there for people.
Aaron, I want to know how you're fitting something like this into the busy schedule at the Calumet Players, because you never seem to be not, you know, preparing for a production of some sort.
Yeah, this is something new we're adding to our roster this year. I'm a new member of the board this year, and so we're working out our performance schedule, and this show fits. We have our spring show, which will go into rehearsals on, I believe the auditions are February 1st through the 3rd, and then that'll start rehearsals right away. And then we have this murder mystery in the middle of those rehearsals. And then after that, there's a short break. And then the fall musical goes. And so this is a new thing. We're just kind of sliding right in. And it's a new opportunity to perform and just a new form of entertainment for the UP.
Is the Calumet Players ever looking for new actors, or are you, you know, do you have so much interest that it's sort of even hard to get involved? I've always wondered.
Oh, we're always looking for new actors or people who'd like to work backstage. If somebody's ever wanted to run a light board or a soundboard, we're always looking for new volunteers. And it's not hard to get involved. If people aren't into singing and dancing, there's the straight drama in the spring. And this year it's called Chasing Charming, and it's a fairy tale themed play. It's really funny. It's family friendly. The auditions for that are at cplayers.org if anybody is interested. We always welcome new members. We do have a lot of interest. Every year we get some new people and some new old people. Or new old people, some older members.
I would be one of the
new old people. but there are opportunities for people of all ages and all experience levels. That's an important thing. Even if you've never done a play before, it's a friendly and welcoming group, and we're always, always looking to bring in new people.
In organizing this first, your inaugural murder mystery dinner, I'm going to call it inaugural right now, because I'm hoping that, you know, this is something that could be done every year. I don't think your interest in it will wane.
I think
it will only grow, and you'll be looking at bigger venues. You might be looking at multiple nights.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
we have talked about multiple nights.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The question I'm going into is, having started to organize this so far, what have you learned that you didn't know about it before? Is one of them, wow, we could have done this multiple nights and there's that much interest?
Well, I think I had that thought at one point, but we definitely wanted to make sure that we did a really good job with this so that it was something that people would keep interest going forward. So we wanted to limit the first one a little
by
bit.
By necessity.
I think we started, let's limit it to 60. And then I was like, okay, now we have to go to 100, but that's it. We are not doing a wait list. We're stopping at 100. We'll get one under our belt and adjust from there.
Well, and part of it is to gauge the response in the community. And so far it's been, everybody's been so excited speaking to them, and ticket sales speak for themselves. I mean, we've not done any promotion before this besides a Facebook event, and they're more than half sold. So the response has been excellent.
Yep. We definitely plan to have message cards so that the people who attend the event can give us feedback as well. So we can learn from the attendees what they thought, any changes, things they see. So we'll take that information and kind of adjust and plan accordingly for the next one.
Just one note about the 50s apparel. Before the dinner happens, we were talking about posting some examples on our Facebook event so people can have an idea of what people would have worn to a 1950s wedding reception. And so that way there's a visual reference, and so people can look out for that on the Facebook event.
Yeah.
What's the website again? Because people are going to want to know that. I know. You mentioned you have a Facebook page.
Yes, both the Q&A Young Professionals and the Calumet Players have pages. So, and the event is on both of them. So you can search for either name on Facebook and you'll come to those pages. Or you can visit the ticket sales website at kypmurder.eventbrite.com. And Eventbrite is EventBrite.
Now, this particular mystery, is this originally written, or did you get a kit or something like that?
So this, we actually purchased this as a nonprofit for doing this with the purpose of a fundraiser show. So there's a couple different ways that the company we used had it set up. Haley Productions, and she actually emailed me after, wanted to know if we had any questions. They've been great to work with. They have multiple shows, so it's something that we can definitely reference for future events as well.
Mm-hmm. And the script is flexible for us as well. The company encourages changes to the date, changes to the setting. So we will be making some small alterations, but we started with the basic premise from the company.
Now, is there any incentive for solving the mystery?
Yes, we'll have a few prizes.
A few little gifts that may get handed out throughout the evening. But overall, it's just going to be a great team experience for them to kind of listen and debate and argue and weigh motives and figure it out together.
Mm-hmm.
The announcement of, you know, who the guilty party is. Okay, who's the murderer? How do you plan to present that? Or is that part of
the
secret?
That's part
a surprise.
Of, It's part of the script.
It is part of the script.
It's revealed in the final act.
Okay, so if you attend, you will know by the end
of
the night.
Yes, you will know.
Okay.
We won't leave anyone guessing.
No cliffhangers.
All right, one last time then before we go, if you want to buy tickets for this, how are you going to do that?
You can visit kypmurder.eventbrite.com or either website of the organization's, kiwanayp.com
or cplayers.org. Or you can find us on Facebook.
Yep.
And the event is listed there with a link to buy tickets.
Murder Mystery Dinner on Saturday, February 20th. Tickets are $33. Get them right away because they're not going to last much longer. Amanda McConnon and Aaron Coppola have been my guests. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.